Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on WPHM. It's Friday, TGIF. Not just Friday, but this actually happens to be a day, and I don't know if everybody was aware of what today is or not, but it's Employee Appreciation Day. And we seem to be in an era right now of work where employees not only want to be well compensated for what they do, but appreciated as well. And joining us right now to talk a little bit more about this, the CEO of Homebase, John Waldman. John, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here on Employee Appreciation Day.
Well, I appreciate that. I didn't even know that there was an Employee Appreciation Day. How should employers be marking this day?
Yeah, well, for a little context here, I'm the founder of Homebase, and we provide over 100,000 local businesses with tools to help them manage their team. That includes payroll, scheduling, time tracking, but also a lot of tools to help engage and retain employees as well. Because it's not just Employee Appreciation Day today. As you mentioned, it's always hard to engage and retain employees. This is one day to do it, put it front and center in your mind. But really, this is a challenge all of the time.
It really is, and especially right now where it seems like employees are in the driver's seat, so to speak, in that there are an awful lot of opportunities out there for workers in most fields, not all, where they could say, oh, you don't appreciate me, I'm going to go elsewhere. Are we still seeing a lot of that happen?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, anybody who's running a small business knows just how hard it has been to hire employees over the last couple of years. I mean, we have gone through something unprecedented. And a lot of that was choice by employees. A lot of that was labor force participation. But here's the thing. It's not really changing right now. I mean, you can see it in the incredibly low unemployment rates, but we survey the hourly employees that we serve. And I can tell you that what we saw in that was that they're still pretty optimistic about their job prospects. You know, over 75% of them have thought that their job prospects would be as good or better a year from now. And so, all of us as employers need to fight to retain our employees, make sure that we are meeting their needs, not just financially.
We're seeing this play out in a couple of other things, too. These are terms that just have popped up in the last year, quiet quitting. Where employees just do the very bare minimum required to, you know, maintain their job. And bare minimum Mondays, the notion that, you know what, Monday I'm just going to go in and work a little bit and not stress out too much. I mean, what do employers need to do to keep their employees from quiet quitting?
Yeah, I think the things that employers need to do all the time are some of the things that you can think about here on Employee Appreciation Day. And I will put this through the lens of small businesses, which I think both large companies can learn from, but also where small businesses can lean into the things that really make them special as an employer. Because when we survey the hourly workers, when we survey the employees, it's not just the pay that they care about. We all know that it's not just the pay. So here's a few things that small business owners can do that all managers can do. So first, employees want a place where they can be themselves. And this is an advantage that small businesses have. Over half of employees at smaller companies believe that they can be themselves at work, where only 36% of workers at big companies believe they can be themselves. Celebrate the uniqueness of your team. Give them opportunities to bring a little bit more of themselves to the office or the restaurant, wherever you're working. Let them be a little bit more of themselves and interact with each other in a more personal way. Two, the other thing that we found is that employees really want to know that you support them. No big surprise here. But here's an advantage that small businesses have. 81% of small business employees felt valued and supported in their workplace, and that was much greater than large companies. That is incredibly important for employees feeling engaged at work. You know, they want a reciprocation in this relationship. And it doesn't have to be the big things. You know, it's checking in on personal growth. It's checking in on development goals. It's making sure that you're providing cross training and things like that that feel like personal growth to your team. And you got to talk to them to understand what that is.
That, you know, you mentioned something that I was going to ask about. It's not always the big things, is it? I think that employers often think, well, we don't have it in the budget to offer $1,000 bonuses every quarter or even once a year. Employees don't necessarily expect that, but, you know, the occasional attaboy or professional, development, that does make a big difference. It's not necessarily the big things, is it?
No. I think that's exactly right. And what's important here is being in a position to invest the time to have those conversations with your team and engage them. And to do that, you got to get a lot of the day-to-day management stuff off your plate. You got to use technology to help you streamline the things that take a bunch of time as a manager, whether that is your scheduling, your time tracking, running payroll, whatever. That's the stuff you got to do. It's really important. There are ways to engage your team in that. But use technology like Homebase to help save you a bunch of time there so that you can reinvest some of that being a manager for your team.
Work smarter, not harder, right, John?
Yeah, particularly when it comes to managing your team. You know, there's the things you have to do, and then there's the things that really make an impact day to day.
Where can people find out more about your organization, John?
Yeah, thank you. Well, we'd love to invite any of your listeners in Port Huron or the surrounding areas who run their own small businesses to check us out at joinhomebase.com for more information on how to streamline team management, save you that time so that you can, in fact, go engage with your teams more, not just today on Employee Appreciation Day, but every day.
All right. Sounds good. John, appreciate it very much. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.